Will your church be one of the issues, etc. 300? Hi, this is Todd Wilkin. We're looking for 300 congregations to pledge $1,000 to Issues Etc. in their budgets. To find out more about the Issues Etc. 300, click the support page of our website, issuesetc.org. You'll even find a one-page informational flyer. Please consider including Issues Etc. in your church's mission or advertising budget. The Issues Etc. 300.
There's a place for you in this world and in this church. As a Christian, I trust that God is working in this world for justice and peace through you and through me.
That's Bishop Mark Hansen of the Evangelical Lutheran Church in America, a church that, well, not this last summer, but the summer before last, a little bit more than a year ago, decided that the ban on openly gay, lesbian, bisexual, and transgendered clergy and same-sex unions ought to be lifted in their church. They did so at their summer convention about a year or so ago. And now Bishop Hansen has a message for America's lesbian, gay, bisexual, and transgendered teens. Now, I'm going to play it for you, and then I want your reaction. This is not unusual to hear leaders of large mainline liberal denominations make statements like this. But of course, it is rather unusual if you view it in the scope of church history, where until very recently, even these mainline liberal denominations were, on paper at least, cautious about giving their assent, their affirmation to gay, lesbian, bisexual, and transgendered behavior. And yet now it's not just assent, it's support. You'll hear it for yourself, and I want your reaction as we listen to this message from Bishop Mark Hansen. I want to hear from you. 1-877-623-6943. 877-623-MYIE. We're coming to you live this Friday afternoon, October the 29th. Our in-studio email address, talkback@issuesetc.org. Our Twitter address, @IssuesETC, or leave a comment at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/IssuesETC, facebook.com/IssuesETC. I'm going to play the comments from Bishop Mark Hansen that he made. It's at the Evangelical Lutheran Church in America's website for anybody to see. And then I want to hear from you. 1-877-623-6943. talkback@IssuesETC.org. Facebook.com/IssuesETC.
My name is Mark Hansen, and I'm the presiding bishop of the largest Lutheran church in North America, the Evangelical Lutheran Church in America. And I'm a father of six and a grandfather of four. I've listened with pain and shock to reports of young people taking their lives because they've been bullied and tormented for being different, for being gay or perceived to be gay, for being the people God created them to be. I can only imagine what it's like to be bullied for being lesbian, gay, bisexual, or transgender. But I do know how bullying can destroy someone. One day I came home and found our daughter curled up in the fetal position on the floor, weeping uncontrollably. She was struggling to know who she was as a biracial young woman.
Now, he's going to make a comparison here between a biracial person and perhaps a bisexual person, homosexual, transgendered, or lesbian. GLBT is the acronym. First of all, he's made a rather bold statement. I hope you heard that clearly, that these people are being bullied. Now, no one's going to advocate bullying, but these people are being bullied simply because of who God made them. That's not an implicit reference, but rather an explicit reference to what is now the new way of thinking about gay, lesbian, bisexual, transgendered behavior. It's okay. God made you that way.
She felt bruised by words people had spoken about her, words that ate away at her sense of identity and self-worth. I sat down by her on the floor, holding her in my arms. Words have the power to harm and the power to heal. Sometimes the words of my Christian brothers and sisters have hurt you, and I also know that our silence causes you pain. Today I want to speak honestly with you and offer you the hope I have in Christ, you are a beloved child of God. Your life carries the dignity and the beauty of God's creation. God has called you by name and claimed you forever. There's a place for you in this world and in this church. As a Christian, I trust that God is working in this world for justice and peace through you and through me. It gets better, for I am convinced that neither death nor life, nor angels, nor rulers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor powers, nor height, nor depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus our Lord. May it be so. Amen.
All right, what do you think? What's your reaction? How do you respond to Bishop Mark Hansen, presiding bishop of the Evangelical Lutheran Church in America, and his brief statement to gay, lesbian, bisexual, and transgendered teens? No one advocates bullying. He says it's unwarranted because God made you that way. 1-877-623-6943. 877-623-6943. We're coming to you live this Friday afternoon. It's Audio Open Lines. I want to hear from you. Talk back at issuesetc.org. Talk back at issuesetc.org. We get that email right here in real time in the studio. Send us a tweet the same way, at issuesetc, or visit our Facebook fan page right now and leave your reaction. Facebook.com/issuesetc. Facebook.com/issuesetc. In a nutshell, he has sympathy for those who are being bullied, and yet he says gay, lesbian, bisexual, and transgendered teens are being bullied simply because of who God made them. He says there's a place for gay, lesbian, bisexual, and transgendered teens in the church, a place of affirmation. And then he quotes from St. Paul saying that, don't worry, nothing can separate you from the love of God in Christ Jesus. Andy's calling from Kirkwood, Missouri. Andy, thanks for waiting on the line.
Well, you know, Todd, God made me a lying, hateful, lustful, covetous individual, and so I hope things get better. I don't know. Is there a possibility of that, you think?
Well, I think your point is well taken, Andy, and thank you very much. If God made someone gay, lesbian, bisexual, or transgendered, I guess he can't make them transgendered. That's something you do yourself. But if he made you inclined toward transgenderism, then why stop there? If these behaviors, once considered to be sins and violations of God's will, are actually God's will, then what about the rest of them? What about the hatred? What about lust? What about thievery? What about covetousness? They were all once thought to be sins too. It's a valid question. And Andy, thank you very much for listening in Kirkwood. Barry in Canada says, it never ceases to amaze me how there is an equation of racial discrimination and homosexuality. To leave people in their sin and not call them to repentance and faith is to be neither loving to them nor of any service to them. Barry, thank you very much for listening in Canada. What about the rest of you? 1-877-623-MYIE. 877-623-6943, our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. Matt in Minnesota says, a fundamental problem is the idea that God made me gay. We live in a fallen world with fallen desires to be sexual toward or any other sinful action. To say that God created these desires is to say that God is the author of sin. The love, quote-unquote love, Bishop Hansen speaks of, is a bloodless love that has no substance. It is some kind of vacuous idea like peace and justice. The real love of God is shown in Christ, bloodied on the cross, dying for the sins of the world, yes, even for sins of desire. This is the hope that desperately needs to be spoken of. Very well put, Matt in Minnesota. As I always say, smartest listeners in radio. This one comes from Gene in Avon Lake, Ohio. Gene says, being a Christian who is an Anglican and has been in numerous conversations over this issue, I'm completely baffled how allegedly Christian leaders continue not to call sin, sin, what the Bible clearly states as sin. We are not to ever to bully others, as the bishop states, but to call them to repentance is an even worse disservice. To not call them to repentance, of course, is what Gene is saying. Ann is listening in Crestwood, Missouri. Ann, welcome.
Hi, Todd. First of all, I thought, is there no such thing as perversion anymore? Is nothing perverse? And then I remembered one of the quotes. I have a list of like 60 quotes, my favorite quotes, and one is from John Eldridge, and it says, "We worship sex because we do not know how to worship God." And that's a kind of a mind-boggling statement, but it seemed to be applicable.
Ann, thank you very much. I like, and I think it is applicable in many ways, but one occurs to me right here. What is it that is now sovereign, even over God's word? What has replaced God's word as sovereign, as authoritative, in the scenario that Bishop Hansen has laid out? Our own desires. Our desires trump God's word. If someone desires a sexual relationship with someone of the same sex or desires to change one's gender, so to speak, at least outwardly, in Bishop Hansen's thinking, that desire trumps God's word. It must, because he is willing to be entirely silent regarding what God's word says here and let the desires speak very loudly. And as I said before, it's a good thing he isn't taking it to its logical conclusions. Otherwise, all of our sinful desires would have the power to trump God's word. Ken in Orlando, Florida says, "Where does Bishop Hansen find the standard to judge bullying is wrong? Where does he get the idea that justice is better than injustice? Why is he only choosing the scriptures that teach on love and justice but ignores the scriptures that call this lifestyle a sin?" Again, smartest listeners in radio. Let's see, one more real quick one before we take a break. Adam says, "It is sad that people commit suicide after bullying. There's no doubt about that. But what the issue seems to be in this video is that the focus is on earthly comfort and happiness rather than worrying about eternal comfort and happiness." We'll get more from Adam on the other side of the break. It's Audio Open Lines reacting to Bishop Mark Hansen's statement to gay, lesbian, and transgendered teens.
This is a message for members of Thrivent Financial for Lutherans. Thrivent Financial has a new charitable grant program called Thrivent Choice. Thrivent Choice allows you to designate charitable outreach funds to Lutheran Public Radio. For more information, look for the Thrivent logo under the Donate page of our website, issuesetc.org, or ask your Thrivent representative about Thrivent Choice. Help support the worldwide outreach of Issues Etc. with Thrivent Choice.
Will your church be one of the Issues Etc. 300? Hi, this is Todd Wilkin. We're looking for 300 congregations to pledge $1,000 to Issues Etc. in their budgets. To find out more about the Issues Etc. 300, click the support page of our website, issuesetc.org. You'll even find a one-page informational flyer. Please consider including Issues Etc. in your church's mission or advertising budget. The Issues Etc. 300.
Contending for truth in an age of anti-truth. You're listening to Issues Etc.
A generational shift offers pro-life encouragement.
This is a special commentary from the Susan B. Anthony List, named for the suffragette who was proudly pro-life.
The National Abortion Rights Action League, known as NARAL, recently conducted a survey examining the views of young Americans on abortion. To their disappointment, they found that while young pro-lifers called abortion a very important voting issue, only 26% of young abortion advocates viewed it that way. Nancy Keenan, president of NARAL, related her chagrin over this issue in a Newsweek article, expressing her fear that the abortion movement is dominated by women over 50 and that younger people are not ready to fill the ranks the way they are in the pro-life movement.
This is Marjorie Dannenfelser, president of the Susan B. Anthony List. To join us in our battle for life, visit our website at sba-list.org.
I've listened with pain and shock to reports of young people taking their lives because they've been bullied and tormented for being different, for being gay or perceived to be gay, for being the people God created them to be.
Again, that's Bishop Mark Hansen of the Evangelical Lutheran Church in America in a recent statement to lesbian, gay, bisexual, and transgendered teens, getting your reaction to it here during audio open lines issues, etc. I need to finish up Adam's comment. He had talked about focusing on earthly comfort rather than eternal comfort. He says, we don't see that in our Lord's life, where he was beaten, tortured, and murdered. A life of a Christian isn't necessarily being accepted and accepting others. Rather, it is a life in the shadow of the cross of Jesus. This video misses the Jesus entirely. Excellent comment, Adam. Thank you very much. Let's see what Mark has to say. He's calling from his cell. Mark, welcome.
Pastor, thank you, Pastor. I was just wondering how the Orthodox pastors, conservative pastors who disagree with the good bishop, can expect to be treated as if they express their disagreement.
Yeah, it's interesting because he says they're working for justice. I wonder whether there will be justice for dissenting pastors who want to hold to the historic Christian view on such things. Excellent question, Mark. Thank you very much. Jonathan in Creston, Iowa says, Hansen is quick to quote St. Paul on the one hand while rejecting St. Paul on the other. He holds that Paul is authoritative in blessing, but not in condemning that which he, Hansen, chooses to bless. It's true. It is St. Paul himself who carries forward the teaching of the Old Testament, the altogether clear teaching of the Old Testament, about homosexuality. In fact, Paul even coins a term for the activity that is actually rather graphic and unmistakable. So, yeah, how can you have Paul on one hand and not on the other? Let's see. This one comes from Margie in Everett, Washington. Christ accepts us sinners as we are, but he loves us too much to leave us lost in our sin. While we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Shall we then continue in sin? The bishop's message is not the love of Christ and really emphasizes the ELCA's low view of Holy Scripture. Quite right. Quite right. Larry says, how sad. He never, in fact, does offer them the hope of Christ. Despite what he says, he affirms them in their sin rather than pointing them to the one who can free them from it. He's committing spiritual malpractice. Larry, thank you very much. You know, the bishop says, words have power to harm and to heal. And he's right. Words that God speak to us, even those that condemn our sins, my sins, your sins, the sins of heterosexuals, the sins of homosexuals, this word of law that condemns them as sin is intended to put to death in us that which is earthly, so that through God-wrought repentance, we might be ready to hear the word that heals, the perfect obedience, life, death, and resurrection of Jesus Christ. Her words do have the power to harm and to heal. The words that the bishop speaks to gay, lesbian, bisexual, and transgendered persons, words that are not in accord with God's word, that ignore God's word, that replaces the bishop's word with God's word and the bishop's blessing with God's true blessing of repentant sinners, they harm. He's right. Words have the power to harm, and his words are doing far more harm than he knows.